This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
So here are the good fairy and demon king costumes at the start.
Oh, lovely.
And at the end, when they get together, they are going to get together, aren't they?
Oh, yes. They make their peace, like Oberon and Titania.
Well, this is how Lillian will be dressed for the finale.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you like it?
It's a beautiful design, Kate.
Thanks.
But I'm not sure we can afford the extra costumes.
Oh, but it's only these two.
We do have a very limited budget.
Apart from Mother Goose herself, of course.
And don't forget that in the Gooseland scenes, we have a large children's chorus of goslings.
Oh, here we are. This is Mother Goose in her moment of triumph.
Oh. Well, do you really think? I mean, that really is quite spectacular.
Well, it's meant to be.
But we are talking about Kent and Archer.
Oh, if anyone can carry this off, Kenton can. I mean, that's the reason you cast him, isn't it? He's not afraid to strut his stuff.
Afternoon.
Hello, Brian.
Kate, could I have a word, do you think?
What, now?
Well, not this moment, obviously. You're busy, but as soon as you've finished.
I've got a yoga session at 5:30. Oh, no, is that the time? I'm going to have to dash, I'm afraid, but do stay and have a look through the rest of the designs, won't you?
Well, why don't you bring them to the rehearsal this evening so that the cast can have a look?
Yeah, OK, I will do.
Kate, when are you going to be back?
3-ish.
Right, well, come and find me then.
OK.
These are costume designs for the panto?
Yes.
Oh, good heavens.
She has a very vivid imagination, your daughter.
She certainly does.
Yeah, OK. Well, I hope you feel better soon.
I don't believe it.
What? Marco.
Who?
The barman.
Oh, the bald bloke.
He's only been working here a couple of months, and that is the second time that he's called in sick.
Yeah, a bit of a delicate flower, is he?
Well, if he does it again, he's going to get his marching orders. Oh, I'll have to give Fallon a call, see if she can cover this evening.
She still does that, does she?
Not so much these days. Since the tea room's taken off, she's pretty busy.
Well, I could always help you out if you're stuck.
You?
I've done bar work before.
Have you?
Yeah, and to be honest, I could do with earning some cash. I'm rather dependent on Pip at the moment.
Oh, right.
So, what do you reckon?
Well, I don't owe you any favours, Toby.
No, I know.
It's all your fault that I got lumbered with playing Mother Goose.
I know.
If you hadn't brought your moonshine into this bar...
Don't go on about it, please. I'm still getting it in the neck at home.
Good.
I've alienated the entire family, including Pip. And I was always going to get a proper licence.
Yeah, but you knew all along that you were breaking the law.
I didn't think it was such a big deal. I know, I'm a prat. But now I'm stuck. I can't even apply for a licence until I've found somewhere else to set the still up.
And where is it now?
In bits, in the Grundy's container.
Can't you set it up there?
It's going to be full of dead turkeys by the end of the week.
Oh, right. So, You've done a bit of bar work before, have you?
And then turn the wheel by hand so that the needle picks up the bottom thread.
Okay, got that.
And pull both threads to the back and put your fabric in place. And then you lower that foot and away you go.
Oh, that's great, Mum. Oh, it's coming back to me now. And you're sure it's okay for me to borrow it?
Yes, of course. But if you haven't used a sewing machine since you were at school...
It's pretty straightforward, though, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it takes a bit of practice.
Well, yeah, obviously.
And you've never shown the slightest interest in dressmaking.
Oh, I'm not going to actually make all the costumes myself. I just want to try out a few things and see what works, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, give me a shout if you get stuck.
Okay. Oh, Kate, you're back. Good. I need to have a word.
Oh, no. What have I done?
What? Nothing, I hope. No. I want to consult you about the future of the farm.
Oh, dear.
Oh, is this about buying that piece of land?
But you knew about it?
Adam was banging on about it the other day.
Oh, Lord, has he been spreading gloom and despondency about the whole idea?
He's a bit hacked off about losing his herbal lays.
Which is a completely separate argument.
Well, that's not how Adam sees it.
Yes, yeah, well, we all know what Adam thinks. But I'm interested in what you think, Kate.
Me? Really? I don't know, Dad. I suppose it sounds like an awful lot of money.
2.7 million.
And if Adam's under pressure to get rid of his sustainable farming experiment...
That's got nothing to do with it.
How long is it going to be before the yurts have to go?
Who said anything about the yurts?
Well, if all the land's got to go back into intensive agriculture...
Not all of it.
Is that
Kate.
Going to mean curtains for my business?
Absolutely not.
Just when we're on the verge of returning a profit.
Are you?
Well, not quite yet, but soon.
Actually, if anything, the acquisition of this land will enhance your business.
How do you work that out?
Well, there's a beautiful coppice a few hundred yards from where you are now. You could move the yurts into the next field by the woodland. It's more secluded and it would give you the opportunity to expand.
It's further away from the barn.
And the fire pit.
We can build another fire pit. We can plant hedges around the area and we can build a picturesque path back to the barn.
But if we've got to find 2.7 million to buy the land, is there going to be anything left for hedges and picturesque paths and...
Jenny, you're talking as if this investment's going to clean us out.
Well, there's not going to be very much left over.
Hiya!
Oh, Alice.
Oh, hello, darling.
Thanks for coming over.
You said you wanted to talk about this land.
Yes.
And whether it's a good investment.
Well, I've just been explaining the situation to Kate.
I don't have a clue.
So what do you think, Alice?
Oh, that was impressive.
I hate it when people do that. Talk on the phone while trying to order drinks.
Yeah, rude, isn't it?
And that was a really complicated order. Ice in the gin, but not in the scotch. Ginger beer, shandy, lager top, and a pint and two halves of Shires.
Wow.
What?
Oh, you remembered it all.
I have an excellent memory for things that don't matter.
Do you want a job?
Unfortunately, when it comes to the important stuff, I... Wait, what?
I said, do you want a job? You're really good at this.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, I mean, not a regular job, but if you'd like to fill in as a relief barman...
Yeah, great.
You know, between now and Christmas. Only I'm going to be a bit tied up with Mother Blooming Goose.
Except when you're needed for rehearsals, so am I.
Yeah, yeah, but you don't have lines to learn, and there's acres of the stuff.
Oh, it's a bit wordy, isn't it?
A bit? You know that scene where I tried to persuade you to lay another golden egg?
Yeah.
There's three pages. It's three pages of me talking to myself, like at Bloomin' Hamlet. Well, the audience are going to be heading for the exits.
Well, if I'm going to be working here, we can do a bit of private rehearsal.
You really want to do extra rehearsal?
Well, we could jazz things up a bit. I mean, that egg-laying scene, the way I see it, it's all about Priscilla trying to distract Mother Goose from her worries by, you know, doing tricks, pratfalls, juggling, even. So if we cut out some of the turgid verse...
Oh, please.
..and introduce some physical comedy, it could be really funny.
Well, of course you should go for it, Dad. It's a fantastic opportunity.
But it's an awful lot of money.
Well, you can get a mortgage, surely.
Of course we can.
And it will symbolise our commitment to the future of agriculture.
But, Alice, the future of agriculture is fraught with uncertainty. More so now than at any time I can remember.
Rubbish.
But, Mum, the world of work is being transformed by new technologies. The big data revolution is changing everything, including farming. And we've got to be part of the revolution, grasp it with both hands.
Hear, hear.
It's a really exciting time to be a farmer, and the bigger the scale you can work on, the better you're going to do.
Oh, thank you for that vote of confidence, Alice.
But all this talk of technology...
Yeah, I didn't understand a word of it.
It's all very hypothetical.
Yeah, but Alice is right. We should embrace the future. All this turning the clock back to primitive farming methods...
Which Adam would argue are tried and tested and proven to work.
But which aren't going to feed the world, Mum.
Exactly. And you two girls must understand I'm not doing this for my benefit. I'm doing it so at the end of the day there'll be a thriving business for the future.
I don't doubt your motives, darling. I just feel that taking on this kind of debt at our time of life is... Well, it's going to cause stress and worry.
Jenny, you can rest assured I'm not going to do this without a cast-iron guarantee from our accountant that we can afford it. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go and make a couple of calls.
Oh, dear.
It'll be fine, Mum.
Well, we do need to get proper advice about all this.
Yeah, and Dad will. You heard him.
Yes, but your father's so caught up by the idea.
It'll be a real step forward, believe me. Now, I must get home.
Oh, before you go, Alice, can I ask you a favour?
What?
I'm doing the costumes for Mother Goose, and I'm going to need a bit of help.
And you're asking me?
Yeah, would you?
You have got to be joking.
You've no more experience of dressmaking than Kate, have you, darling?
Yeah, I bent over backwards to help you with the casting when Linda was away. And what happened? It was a complete nightmare and I got the blame. So, no, Kate, you're on your own.
I don't want jewels or velvet frocks. Just some woolly winter socks. Priscilla, please don't make me beg. Just lay another golden egg.
All right. Let's leave it there for tonight.
Yes, do let's.
Thank you, everyone, and well done. Particularly you, Kirsty. Off the book already. Lesson to the rest of you. And your relationship with your father is so believable. Good work, Justin. Now, before you go, do have a look at Kate's wonderful costume designs at the back of the hall there. And I'll see you all tomorrow. Kenton, Toby, can I have a word?
Feel free, yes.
Kenton. You're struggling, aren't you, with the script?
Well, there's rather a lot of it.
You're really not managing to lift it off the page, are you?
I am trying.
Priscilla's just standing there like a lemon.
Yes, while I plough my way through these endless couplets.
They are light and airy, intended to trip off the tongue.
Could have fooled me.
I have spent many hours, Kenton, honing that script.
Well, Linda, it needs to be honed a heck of a lot more. There's way too much of it.
Only because you're reciting
it slows
in that
the action
like
and everything just grinds to a halt.
Right. I think we need to have an extra rehearsal. If you can come an hour early tomorrow, then
no,
we can...
No, I can't. Not tomorrow.
But, Kenton, you have
to... To be honest with you, your time would be far better spent cutting and rewriting that scene. Now, excuse me, but I do have a pub to run.
Bye.
Oh, for goodness sake, doesn't he realise the urgency of the situation?
Linda, I think maybe I can help.
You?
You see, I'm working at the ball now with Kenton.
And how on earth does that help me, Toby?
Well, Kenton and I will have the opportunity to rehearse together in the quiet moments.
Will you?
And I'll definitely make sure we do some work on that scene.
Oh, would you, Toby?
So don't worry, just wait until tomorrow's rehearsal. You won't recognise it. The scene will be brilliant.
Where have you been all this time?
It was the other side of Felpersham. A lot further than I thought.
Well, and was it worth it?
Absolutely. It's a lovely bit of kit and ridiculously cheap.
So you're going for it?
Well... I sent a picture to Richard Thwaite with a suggested price, which would clear me £600.
What?
And he said yes.
You're going to make £600 on the deal?
Yep. So that's Christmas taken care of.
For a ride-on mower?
A top-of-the-range, nearly new ride-on mower.
Oh. Are you getting a spectacular bargain, or is Richard Thwaite paying way over the odds?
A bit of both, and a very large measure of my superior trading skills.
I see.
Come on, Dad, you know I'm good at this. Remember the brilliant deal I got on your mower?
But you want me to cough up for the purchase of this thing?
It's a 24-hour loan, Dad. You'll get your money back straight away.
Okay.
So, can I borrow the trailer tomorrow to go and pick it up?
Aren't you supposed to be helping Rex slaughter the geese this week?
It's okay, I texted him. And I'll go over to Hollow Tree as soon as I've grabbed a bite of lunch.
But he's got to cope without you tomorrow as well.
Rex will be cool, Dad, don't worry.
Oh, this is so good of you, Kenton.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You're doing me a favour, actually.
I'm doing you a favour?
Yeah, getting me out of a Mother Goose rehearsal later this afternoon.
Oh, dear, won't Linda be cross?
Oh, I don't care. I am seriously regretting letting myself get dragged into this wretched show.
Why is that?
Oh, the script is so dull. And there's pages and pages of it. Don't know how I'm going to manage to learn it all.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, let's forget about that. Have you decided what you're going for?
I know nothing about cars, Kenton.
Yeah, but what? Small and nippy or old and solid?
But cheap and reliable. Those are my only criteria. And something that Freddie won't turn his nose up at.
Or Lily.
Oh,
She'll be grateful just to have four wheels, so she doesn't have to cycle everywhere in the rain.
Won't they fight over who gets to use it?
Yeah, probably. They fight over everything else.
Oh, my car's gone into the garage again.
Oh, no. What's wrong with it?
Good question. They did tell me, but... Well, all I remember is the ridiculous amount of money it's going to cost to fix.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's the trouble with second-hand cars, I'm afraid. Costs an arm and a leg to keep them on the road.
Kenton?
Hmm?
You're supposed to be reassuring me.
Yeah, oh, sorry. But you're not going to be buying a 17-year-old 4x4, are you?
Probably not, no.
Afternoon.
What the hell do you want?
Oh, nice to see you too, Rex.
Don't stress the geese.
I know.
I need them to be calm.
Huh. Why are you all on your own?
What's it to you?
I thought Josh was supposed to be helping you.
He had a better offer.
What?
Oh, something about a once-in-a-lifetime deal. Though he should have been back by now.
But you can't possibly manage this all on your own.
Don't have much option, do I?
I remember what an epic task it was last year.
What do you want?
Can I give you a hand?
What?
Well, it is kind of time-sensitive, isn't it? The killing and dressing of the birds.
What do you want, Toby?
You're very suspicious, aren't you?
I know perfectly well that you're not going to volunteer for any kind of hard labour unless you want something in return.
Well, since you mention it, I am on the lookout for somewhere I can set up my still.
Oh, no.
Because, as you know,
not
I can't
here.
Get a licence to go into production until I have a permanent location.
Are you mad?
It's ideal, Rex. Look, I know you'll be using this building for the next lot of geese, but the one across the yard is still lying empty.
Even if I agreed, which I have absolutely no intention of doing, can you imagine what David would say?
Yeah, I know he wouldn't be best pleased.
Yeah, he would terminate the lease without a second thought.
He can't do that.
Wanna bet?
I've read the tenancy agreement. So has Pip. And nowhere does it specify what we are allowed to use the premises for.
Yeah, well, it might not specify in so many words.
So we are perfectly entitled to do what the hell we want in these buildings.
For heaven's sake, Toby, David's not going to stand for
it. He might not like it, but believe me, he has no option.
Oh, what about that one?
I don't think so.
Well, you see a lot of them around the university.
Yes. Rich kids tend to get given those for passing their A-levels.
Really?
Yeah, but that means the previous owner was probably a student, so either the gearbox will be knackered or the suspension will.
Oh.
Yeah, and I can't see Freddy squeezing behind the wheel of a little car like that.
Yeah, he is getting tall.
Yeah, you want something with a bit of leg room.
Okay.
Oh, now, look at that.
Kenton?
No, not for the twins. I was thinking more of for me.
Well, it's not what you'd call practical.
But I've always wanted to own a soft top.
Yeah, and when you go to the cash and carry and come back with vast boxes of crisps...
Yes,
and...
wouldn't get many of them in the boot, would I?
And there's only ever a couple of weeks in the year when you could drive with the top down.
Yeah, I know, but in another life, in California, perhaps?
Come on, you're supposed to be advising me.
Yeah, okay. Oh, look, that's exactly like Shula's car.
Hers is grey.
Yeah, well, apart from the colour.
Oh, what about that one over there?
She's been remarkably cheerful lately. Have you noticed?
Shula?
Yeah, and Alistair. I can't remember when they've been quite so perky.
Well, I think they went through a bit of a bad patch.
Oh, yeah.
But they've sorted things out and, well, as you say.
Well, all's right with the world?
For them, yes, pretty much.
And all's well at Brookfield, with Ruth home for Christmas. Oh, do you remember what a misery guts David was when she swanned off to New Zealand?
Oh, yeah. And this time last year, I was pretty worried about the state of their marriage.
Well, so, touch wood and fingers crossed, this year the entire Archer clan is destined for a happy Christmas.
Oh, hope so.
What's the matter? Afraid the handsome doctor is going to leave you high and dry?
Kenton, I have told you.
Oh, come on. You can't pretend you haven't noticed. I mean, Richard has obviously got the hots for you.
It's complicated.
Complicated? Why? You're unattached, so is he. Oh, look at that.
What?
I love that shade of red. Sunset red, they call it.
You're talking about that 4x4?
Isn't that the most beautiful car you've ever seen?
No, Toby, I'm simply not prepared to jeopardise... to jeopardise my relationship with David Archer.
Well, he's not going to blame you.
I've put too much into this business, and I'm not going to let you ruin things for me.
It won't ruin anything. I'm sorry, Rex, but actually you don't have a choice.
Oh, yes, I do.
No, the lease is in my name as well as yours. I have every right to set up my business at Hollow Tree.
But the geese...
I won't do it till this batch of geese has been killed. So the refurb work across the yard isn't
refurb
going to disturb
work.
Them. And to really make it worth your while, I will pitch in and help with the slaughter.
Afternoon. Oh, Toby.
Where the hell have you been?
Didn't you get my text?
Yeah, you said a couple of hours.
And I'm afraid I'm not going to be here tomorrow morning either.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Josh.
Sorry, but I've got to go and collect this thing.
You see, Rex, you need me.
Look, will you disassociate yourself completely from this business?
If you agree I can set up here, yes, absolutely. No problem.
Set up what?
And if I say yes, you promise me it can wait until we've got the geese out of the way.
I said so, didn't I?
I just know if I go along with this, I'm going to get caught in the crossfire.
I will make sure David knows it's nothing whatever to do with you, that you have voiced your serious reservations, but I've got you over a barrel, okay?
Okay.
Right. I'll see you first thing tomorrow in my best goose-killing overalls. See you, Josh.
Bye. What was all that about?
He wants to set up his gin still at Hollow Tree.
You're kidding me.
I thought you said Jolene would be furious.
Oh, she didn't want to make a scene in front of you, but I'll get it in the neck when you've gone home.
No, she didn't seem to mind at all.
She said to me at lunchtime before I left the house, she said, don't you dare go buying a new car.
Yeah, but as you said, I mean, if the old one's going to cost nearly £1,000 to fix...
Well, I might have exaggerated slightly.
Oh, Kento.
Yeah, but it won't be cheap, and it is 17 years old. And that is the second time that it's broken down this year.
Oh, so it makes sense to buy a new one.
Yeah, absolutely. Although...
What?
Well, we haven't quite paid back everything we borrowed for the refurbishment.
You paid me back.
Yeah, and Shula and Mum. We still owe a little bit to David and Ruth.
Ah.
So the car really should have waited till next year. But on the other hand...
You fell in love.
Well, it is a beautiful car and sunset red.
I just hope Lily and Freddie are going to be as pleased with theirs.
But you made a very sensible choice.
I hope so.
And they'll love it, believe me.
Well, I'd better be getting home. Thank you so much for your help.
Hey, any time.
Just one thing before I go.
Hmm?
About Richard Locke.
What about him?
Well, you seem to have got the impression that he and I...
Ah, you're back.
Oh, hello.
I told Linda you might be a bit late. I didn't know you were going to miss the whole rehearsal.
Oh, I couldn't face it. Not after yesterday.
Oh, dear. I feel a bit guilty dragging you out to look at cars.
Don't be daft. You are much more important to me than Mother Flipping Goose.
Oh. Anyway, I must go now, Kenton. I'll maybe see you tomorrow.
OK, all right, bye.
Oh, bye, Toby.
Bye.
Was Linda mad at me?
That's putting it mildly. Foaming at the mouth, she was.
Right.
So, rehearsal was grim, and you're not very popular with the rest of the cast.
Oh, dear.
But the good news is, I've had a rather brilliant idea about what we can do with the egg-laying scene.
Yeah?
Yeah, I really think I've cracked it.
Oh, dear.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah, killed enough geese for one day.
Right.
Really not my favourite way to spend an afternoon.
Josh, I've been thinking. This lawnmower business, you're asking me to cough up for the purchase.
Temporary loan, Dad. It'll be back in your account in a couple of days, max.
Well, why don't you just ask Richard Thwaite to pay for it direct?
Because he's giving me 600 quid more than I'm paying the vendor. I don't want to advertise the fact.
Right.
Besides, I can't ask him to shell out before he's even clapped eyes on the thing.
But, look, are you sure it didn't fall off the back of a lorry?
What?
Well, what do you know about the guy who's selling it?
He's rolling in it. Lives in this huge, great place with acres of lawn and orchards and what have you. Bought the mower, discovered it couldn't cope and needed something a lot more powerful.
Are you sure it's in good working order?
Yes.
Only Richard Thwaite knows where you live. If you sell him something faulty...
It's not faulty.
He'll be round here like a shot, demanding a refund.
Oh, give me a break.
Yeah, but you can understand why I'm worried.
You want something to worry about, Dad? How about this? Do you know that Toby Fairbrother is planning to start making gin up at Hollow Tree?
He's doing what?
I'm sorry, Linda. I've let you down, I know.
Not just me, Kenton. You let down the entire cast.
Well, it's a long-standing commitment that I simply couldn't get out of.
And you didn't think to phone?
It went on way longer than I expected.
May I remind you that we have less than 3 weeks to get this show on?
I know. So, Toby and I worked on the egg-laying scene last night, after I got back. Only you said that you were concerned about it.
Well, it really isn't working at all, is it?
Ah, yeah, well, it wasn't working, no. And we felt it was a bit, it was too much talk and not enough action.
Kenton, this is a pivotal scene psychologically for Mother Goose. She is in the grip of temptation and her essential goodness is taken to the brink.
Yes, I get all that, but, well, wait till you see what we've done. It really is hilarious.
I'm not sure that hilarity is what we're looking for at this particular point in the action.
Well, look, why don't Toby and I come in early this afternoon?
That's what I was going to suggest.
And we'll show you what we've come up with.
Morning.
Oh, hello.
Morning, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Back again?
Well, I'm just on my way over to Brookfield to see Mum.
I must go. I'll see you at rehearsal. Early.
Yes, okay. See you.
Oh, sorry. Did I interrupt something?
No, it's fine.
And I thought I might drop in at Bridge Farm. It's tomorrow they have the family court hearing, isn't it?
The what?
You know, about Rob's future contact with baby Jack.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, and I see you've collected the new car already.
Yeah, first thing this morning.
And what did Jolene say?
Oh, she was, fine about it.
Really?
Well, now she's had a proper look, she really likes it.
Kenton, there was one other thing.
Yeah, what's that?
Richard Locke.
What about him?
I'm in a bit of a quandary. You seem to think that he and I are, having some kind of relationship.
Aren't you?
No.
He obviously likes you.
Well...
What, but you don't like him?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I like him a lot. And, we get on really well.
So what's the problem?
Just when I was thinking that maybe the two of us could have some kind of future together, I discovered that Shula has feelings for him.
Shula? What makes you think that?
She told me.
What?
Well, she and Alistair went through a very sticky patch. Well, at the time, Richard was being friendly and attentive, and she thought...
What? She thought that he fancied her?
She developed a bit of a crush on him. As her word, not mine.
But he didn't reciprocate. I mean, he didn't make a move on her.
No, I don't think so.
Well, what's the problem then?
I don't want to hurt her.
Oh, don't be so daft.
But if she finds out that all the time she thought he was interested in her, he was actually...
After you?
It's the thought that he might have been, playing us off against each other.
If Shula says it was a crush, then that's what it was. All in her imagination. And she would be mortified if she thought that she was a stumbling block to your happiness. So, hey, come on. If you really think that there's a future for you and Richard, just go for it.
What the hell do you think you're playing at, Toby?
You'd better come in, David.
If you are seriously contemplating setting up that still of yours at Hollertree, then I suggest you think again.
Let me guess. Josh?
What part of not on my land do you not understand, Toby?
But Rex and I have signed a lease for the Hollertree premises.
To raise a flock of geese?
It doesn't say that.
Doesn't say what?
It doesn't specify that we have to use the buildings for any particular kind of business. And if you don't believe me, ask Pip. She and I have been through the agreement with a fine-tooth comb. And I'd be perfectly within my rights to say...
And I will be perfectly within my rights to terminate the lease if those premises are being used for something illegal.
But it won't be illegal. I'm not going to be doing any distilling until I've done all the paperwork and got the licence in place.
You are not going to be doing any distilling, full stop.
I'm afraid I don't think you can stop me.
Oh, don't you?
You can't terminate the lease just because you don't like me.
Oh, can't I? You just try me, Toby.
This is their birthday present, is it?
And if I park the car anywhere at Lower Loxley, they're bound to stumble across it.
That's fine. It can stay in our barn until their birthday. Oh,
thanks, Ruth. That's great.
You got time for coffee?
Yeah, that'd be lovely. Is Mum around?
Not at the moment, no. She's gone over to have a rant to Carol.
Rant? What about?
Oh, her and David, they just haven't stopped all morning.
Well, they've had a row?
Oh, not with each other, no. It's just been competitive outrage.
What?
Which of them finds Toby Fairbrother the more objectionable?
Oh, they're not still going on about him and Pip.
You know the saga of the gin still?
Oh, in that.
Well, it turns out that when David had the tenancy agreement drawn up for Hollowtree, he neglected to specify what kind of business Rex and Toby were allowed to conduct there.
Well, no, don't tell me.
Yep. Toby is proposing to creep through that loophole and set up his gin business at Hollowtree.
Oh, dear.
So David is in a towering rage, and Jill has been, well, pouring petrol on the flames. She and Pip had the most dreadful row last week.
Oh, no.
And I'm very much afraid that David hasn't got a leg to stand on over this lease.
Hasn't he?
He's had a go at Toby already this morning. And now he's gone over to Hollowtree to have it out with Rex.
But it's not Rex's fault, is it?
No. I don't suppose he's any keener to have his brother back there than David is.
Oh, the two of them still at loggerheads.
Oh, I honestly don't know, Elizabeth. We don't see much of either of them these days. Or Pip, for that matter.
That's a shame. About Pip, I mean.
Yeah. But until Jill and David can learn to tolerate Toby and not fly off the handle every time his name is mentioned...
Ruth.
I'm just hoping he'll get bored and go off with some other poor girl. I mean, he does have a reputation.
In the meantime, you just have to grit your teeth.
You try explaining that to David.
And Mum.
Yeah. And I really want us to have a peaceful family Christmas this year. But the way things are at the moment, there's no way that's going to happen.
Guess what he's done, the blooming squire. He's put the rent up even higher.
Toby, what are you doing?
Being sympathetic.
What does he need more money for when he's got millions stashed offshore? He keeps a racehorse at the stables and goes for dinner at Grey Gables. He eats foie gras.
What on earth?
I'm outraged at the exploitation of my fellow geese in the production of foie gras.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
He eats foie gras and Belgian chocks while I sit darning Colin's socks. I'm so fed up with being poor. I don't want much. Just money for...
No, Kenton, that's not right.
Oh, bear with me, Linda.
But you've missed out a whole page.
Yeah, no, we've just rearranged things a bit, OK?
Rearranged?
Yeah.
All right, carry on.
I don't want much. Just money for a nice fur coat, some fancy shoes, a holiday, perhaps a cruise, a maid to keep things clean and neat, a butler who'll massage my feet. Just simple things, see? Nothing flash. All we need's a bit more cash. But how to find that extra dough? You're going to win a talent show?
What?
This is where I do my juggling.
But Toby...
You see, Priscilla really wants to help, so she comes up with all these ideas to make money.
This scene is supposed to be about Mother Goose wrestling with her conscience.
But then I just end up standing around doing nothing.
Oh,
and we thought...
Yeah, we did.
It might be more fun to explore the scene from Priscilla's point of view.
Yeah.
And she really wants to help Mother Goose out.
Yes, which she does, by laying another golden egg.
Well, we're coming to that, Linda. Stick with it, OK?
All right. Carry on.
Priscilla, dear, I don't think so. You might not win this talent show. Besides, you know what you can do to make my modest dreams come true? Oh, come now, please. Don't make me beg. Just lay another golden egg. I know you laid one yesterday, but have another try, I pray. Oh, perhaps if you sit on this chair and stick your knees up in the air. Oh, well, perhaps if I massage your tummy.
No, Kenton, not like that.
We may persuade an egg out from ye.
Oh, really?
Oh, there's something moving. Try once more. Perhaps if you kneel on the floor.
Toby, that looks quite obscene.
Now, come on, like Sir Lancelot, give it everything you've got. Well, what do you think?
No, no, no. That is completely unacceptable.
Oh, but you've got to admit, it's funny.
It is tasteless and vulgar.
No, no, but the audience will be falling off their chairs laughing.
This is a family show.
Yeah, all families laugh at fart jokes.
No, no, I'm sorry, but I won't have it. Not in a Linda Snell production.
So he's right about the tenancy?
Yeah. I've got absolutely no grounds for evicting them. And anyway, I'd be penalising poor old Rex, who's still doing his best to run a legitimate business.
So we've just got to grin and bear it.
It's easier said than done.
I know. But it's the only way. The more you rage against Toby, the more Pip digs her heels in. And I can't bear the fact that there she is, living just across the yard, and she's avoiding us. I hardly get to speak to her from one day to the next. And when we do speak, it's just about, you know...
It's about how the silage is lasting, which fences need maintenance.
And Christmas is coming.
Oh, don't remind me.
Remember where we were this time last year?
Yeah. You were in New Zealand.
Exactly.
And I went through Christmas in a state of total panic because I thought you weren't coming back.
But we survived. We weathered that crisis and we can weather this one.
I suppose so.
Because I missed out on Christmas last year, I want this one to be extra special. And once Toby's gone home...
Do you think he will?
They'll want to see the mum and the dad, won't they?
Well, that's certainly what Rex is planning to do.
So we'll have a few days of just us, no Fairbrothers, and we can have a proper family Christmas... Just you and me and the kids and Jill.
That would be nice.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But it's not going to happen unless we all stop getting into arguments, bite our tongues and smile.
I know.
And that includes your mum, David.
Fallon's catering a retirement party, so she asked me if I could cover in the tea room.
Well, be warned. Rob's in there.
Rob? But haven't you got this family court hearing today?
Later this morning, yes. But despite that, he's insisted on his usual midweek visit with Jack.
Perhaps that's why he's insisted on it. Because he knows in his heart of hearts he's going to lose these regular visits.
No such luck, I'm afraid. The best we can hope for is that his contact hours will be reduced or just might happen somewhere else.
Mm. Is Helen around?
She's just taking Henry to school.
Oh, of course, yeah.
She should be back any minute.
Morning!
Oh, hi.
Oh, hello, Susan. You haven't forgotten you're on your own today?
Oh, no, no.
What's happened to Clary?
Oh, they're killing the turkeys today.
I'll come in and give you a hand to get things started, but I just need to have a word with Tom first. So if you'll excuse me.
If I don't see you, Pat, good luck with the hearing.
Thanks.
So, have you recovered from last night?
What?
The pantomime rehearsal?
Oh.
The atmosphere was awful, wasn't it?
It was a bit. But you know why.
Oh, yeah. Neil heard it from Kenton. Him and Toby had a go at livening up the egg-laying scene.
I think they know by now that Linda won't stand for any deviation from her precious script. Mm.
But if she won't compromise and Kenton's just going to sulk...
Oh, I know,
the whole thing's going to be a disaster.
Yep. Anyway, Susan, I'd better get on.
Oh, before you go, Kirsty... I'm having a Christmas party the week after next, and I do hope you'll come.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Because it's going to be a calendar girls' party.
Oh, right.
Well, I thought, since it's the last month of the calendar, and there we are, all of us on display for December, we should celebrate. At last, the end of Naked Ambridge.
Oh, that's a lovely idea.
And I've decided it'll be women only. Mm. After all, we're the ones who'll be glad to see the back of that calendar.
You're not proposing we all turn up naked, are you?
No.
Thank heavens for that.
No, I want everyone dressed up to the nines. Mm. That's what gave me the idea, actually. You know we're having this family photo done.
Oh, yeah, I heard that was a bit of a disaster. Oh,
absolute nightmare.
Is your dress completely ruined?
I've had it dry cleaned and it's fine, which is a great relief, I have to say. Mm. But I can't in all conscience take it back to the shop now.
Was that what you were intending?
We've got another date lined up for the photograph. But then I thought, well, if I've got to pay for this dress, I want to get some wear out of it. So that's when I came up with the idea of a party.
Oh, look, here's Helen. Morning.
Oh, well, I'd better get into the dairy, I suppose. See you.
Yeah, bye, Susan.
What are you doing here?
Oh, shift in the tea room, but I'm a bit early.
Well, don't go in there yet.
Yeah, I know. Your mum's already warned me.
Oh, come and have a cup of coffee with me.
Are you nervous?
Petrified. Hardly slept a wink last night. We're due in court at 12.
But the omens are good, aren't they? I mean, from what you said about the psychologist's report.
I know, but it could so easily go wrong. And it's possible we might end up with Rob being given more time with Jack.
Oh, surely not.
Oh, I'm trying not to think about it.
Sorry, I shouldn't have mentioned it. How's Henry?
Kirsty.
What's happened?
Well, for a start, Dad let it slip that Rob was coming to the tea room this morning, so, of course, Henry started saying the usual, why does Jack get to see Daddy and I can't?
Oh, dear.
And then all the way to school, he cross-examined me about where Daddy's going to be on Christmas Day, how will Daddy get his presents, and will Father Christmas know where to find him, and, well, apparently he's been talking to Kira.
What about?
She told him that George's mum and dad live apart, but he gets to spend time with both of them.
Oh, no.
Every week.
And Henry's still calling him Daddy?
Yep. And the rest of us resolutely refer to him as Rob, hoping that Henry will follow suit, but...
Oh, Helen.
The worst of it. Christmas Day falls on a Sunday this year.
So,
as things currently stand, Rob will be entitled to 3 hours with Jack.
On Christmas Day? Oh, no.
I'm so sorry about this, Susan.
Oh, it's okay. I can cope.
When Clary asked if she could have today off, I completely forgot this was our day for the family court.
Oh, I've been doing this long enough now. Reckon I could do it in my sleep.
Oh, we should be back by mid-afternoon, so I'll come and help with the potting up.
Mind you, I reckon Clary would rather be here than plucking turkeys.
Wasn't looking forward to it, was she?
Can't say I blame her.
Must be a miserable job, plucking, what is it, 70, 80 birds?
They've got Will coming in to help this afternoon, and Nick. But Ed's got some contracting work which he can't afford to miss out on. They need the money.
Are they... I don't want to pry, but the way Clary's been talking, I get the impression they're struggling a bit.
Yeah. Emma says turkey sales are really down this year.
Because of the competition?
Oh, it doesn't help, does it? Having Fairbrother geese on the doorstep?
No.
Emma reckons they're going to be left with quite a few unsold.
Eddie will take them down the market, won't he?
And end up selling them off at a loss. And of course, the rent falls due right after Christmas.
Do you know what the Sterlings are charging them?
Emma hasn't said, but it's obviously putting a strain on their finances.
It's worth it, though. You see Joe so full of beans.
Oh, yeah. He's over the moon, bless him.
I saw him only yesterday, out with Bartleby.
Doesn't seem to realise what it's costing the rest of the family, though.
He and Eddie were selling holly and mistletoe from the Brookfield orchard, he said.
A bit of mistletoe's not going to pay the rent, though, is it? Right, milk's nearly ready for the pasteuriser.
I'll have to leave you to do that, I'm afraid, Susan.
Oh, that's OK. You get off, and good luck.
Thanks.
I'll be thinking of you.
Are they heading this way?
No, they're right down the other end of the corridor.
Sorry, Hannah. Stupid of me to be so nervous.
Not at all.
You know he came to the farm this morning for his hour with Jack?
Yes, your mum told me.
Oh, please God, the judge will see sense and cut Rob's hours with him.
Well, we can't guarantee anything, Helen.
I know. But the psychologist's report is so damning.
It is. But I have known cases where a judge has simply disregarded a report like that.
How could they?
It happens. Especially, I'm afraid to say, with people like Rob. Outwardly so plausible, respectable, with a well-paid job.
Oh, don't say that.
Look, here's your mum.
Rob's here.
Yes, we spotted him.
With Ursula. No sign of Bruce there.
Good.
I have to say, she was looking very nervous.
So she should be.
You think we're going to win?
Oh, don't ask.
How are you managing on your own in the dairy?
Oh, it's fine. Glad to have my dinner break now, though.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You just off?
Yeah, I'm at Grey Gables this afternoon.
Has Roy told you what happened Friday night?
What?
Well, you know, he went out clubbing with Tom and Jazza.
Oh, that, yeah. I don't think it was a great success.
Oh, Tracy said it was a really good night. Didn't Roy tell you that they bumped into one another?
He did mention it.
What a coincidence, eh?
Yeah.
Especially since they got a match on this dating app thing. Did he tell you that?
I really can't keep track of Roy and his women these days. There's this huge great wall planner in the kitchen. I think he might be losing faith in dating apps.
Yeah, Tracy's not a big fan. Says she's had some truly terrible dates.
Has she?
But I don't think going clubbing's the answer, do you? If anything's guaranteed to make you feel your age, it's hanging out with a crowd of teenagers and trying to dance to the sort of music you've never even heard before.
Well, I thought it was a 90s night they went to.
Oh, yes. Well, I suppose him and Tracy are pretty much of an age, aren't they?
I suppose.
She said she lost him in the crowd. She was so disappointed.
Was she?
Well, you know, a couple of 30-somethings, both looking for love.
Are you taking up matchmaking, Susan?
Oh, me? No. But if this app reckons they're a match...
Looking at our kitchen wall, I'd say Roy's booked up for the next month at least.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. Anyway, I should go.
Oh, and talking of older people getting together.
Yeah?
Is there something going on with Lillian and Justin Elliott?
What?
Well, I was watching them last night at the rehearsal.
What are you suggesting?
Well, the way they interact. The little glances they exchange.
But the Demon Squire and Good Fairy spend most of the play slinging insults at each other.
Yeah, but they do it so well, don't they, the two of them? Like they know how to really get each other's backs up.
It's called good acting, Susan.
I reckon there's more to it than that.
And I really don't think you should go spreading rumours like that.
Me? Spread rumours? I wouldn't dream of it.
Did you see Rob's face?
He was absolutely furious.
And as for Ursula...
She wouldn't shut up, would she?
Not many judges like to be constantly interrupted.
God, what a fuss about the name change. I mean, they must have known, as if after everything he'd said, the judge was going to allow the poor child to be renamed Gideon.
How are you feeling, Helen? You look a bit shell-shocked.
You're just relieved it's over, aren't you, darling?
Of course. It's wonderful.
And contact reduced to once a month. That's brilliant.
It's exactly what the psychologist recommended. Monthly visits supervised by a professional at a contact centre. It'll probably be the one in Felpersham.
And not starting till after Christmas?
That's right. It'll take a bit of time to get the admin sorted.
Dad's going to be relieved, isn't he? No more guard duty in the tea room.
Yes. I must give him a call. Tell him the good news.
I think your mum's more pleased than you are.
And I'm delighted, Anna. Of course I am. We couldn't have hoped for a better outcome. I can't thank you enough for all you've done.
It's been a pleasure.
But it's not over, is it? Not for me. Not ever. I was watching him sitting there in the court and thinking, well, I can divorce him, but Jack can't.
I know.
My darling boy is going to be tied to that man for the next 16 years, at least. A man who's been deemed by the court as unsafe to be alone with a child.
He'll never be alone with him.
I know, but...
And Rob will be nothing more than a sideshow in his life.
But how can I explain to him that...
You don't have to think about that now. And when you do, that man will be no more to you than a minor irritant, like indigestion.
Difficult to imagine.
Just think about everything you have to look forward to. Your boys growing up on the farm with their loving mum and their doting grandparents. Time will heal, Helen. Believe me, it will.
I understand how Ruth feels about it, but you can't just give in.
I've got no option.
And it's outrageous. The man is simply taking advantage of your good nature.
I know, and if there was anything I could do to stop him, believe me, I would. But my hands are tied.
And you've talked to his brother?
Yeah, who is no more keen than I am to have Toby still set up at Hollertree.
I always knew it was a mistake letting the Fairbrothers onto our land.
No, no, Rex has been a model tenant.
Hollertree was our first proper home, your father and me.
I know.
It was all ours. He never lived there with Grace.
What?
Can you move that paper out of the way, please?
Oh, sorry. Ooh, they smell good.
Give them a few minutes to cool down.
The thing is, Mum, Ruth is worried that all this unpleasantness is going to ruin Christmas.
The Fairbrothers will be going home, surely.
Yeah, but Pip, well, at the moment, she's barely on speaking terms with us.
Whose fault is that? After all that business with the gin. Oh. If she can't recognise...
I know, Mum, I know.
That man is a worthless parasite who simply cannot be trusted.
Yeah, but if she can't see it...
She's being willfully blind.
No amount of us all going on about it is likely to make the least bit of difference.
But we can't stand idly by.
We have to, Mum. We have to. If we're going to have any hope of a peaceful Christmas. And Ruth, well, remember she was in New Zealand this time last year, so she wants to make this year special. A good old-fashioned family Christmas.
Isn't that what we all want?
Yes, so that means biting our tongues about Toby. At least in front of Pip.
My sat-nav has brought me to Grey Gables.
Sat-navs have a habit of doing that. It's the biggest landmark in the postcode.
So where is the cottage?
On the main road, into the village. You must have driven past it.
So I go back to the main road?
And it's practically straight ahead of you. It is set back from the road a bit. There's a slightly out of control hedge at the front.
So I'll be, what, a couple of minutes?
Yeah.
And you'll be how long?
I'm on my way. Just give me time to... Oh, she's rung off.
Who was that then?
This woman who wants to rent Blossom Hill.
Oh, the vet.
Anisha Jayakodi. Anyway, must dash.
No, what's this note that you left on my desk here?
What note?
It says, Mrs. Gilchrist Nativity.
Oh, that's nothing. She just rang to complain about the church nativity being so early this year.
Oh, it's not another one. Don't people appreciate I have to organise four separate nativities?
Well, anyway, got to go.
Yeah. Are you going to be here for lunch?
Yes, I've only got to show this woman around.
Right. Oh, no. Who's that?
One of your groupies, I expect.
Ugh. Is Alan there?
Rob?
Thank heavens you're in. I need to talk to you.
Oh, you smell gross. Oh,
well, so would you if you'd been slaughtering geese all morning.
Oh, have you got to go back?
No. Josh finally showed up, so I get the afternoon off.
It's all right for some.
Yeah. Fancy a quickie before you...
Oh, no, get off me, Toby. No, the smell of goose guts is not remotely erotic. Go and have a shower.
And when I'm clean and sweet...
No, sorry, some of us have to work. But haven't you got to fix that tyre on the pickup?
I haven't got any tyre levers.
We use the workshop. There's everything you need in there.
Would that be okay?
Yeah, of course it would.
Your dad's not going to start yelling at me again.
This is your home, Toby. You're allowed to use the workshop.
And what about traffic noise?
Traffic?
Well, this is farming country, so presumably there are milk tankers, tractors...
Well, yes.
And deliveries to the hotel.
When I lived here, I can honestly say I never noticed any traffic noise.
When did you live here?
Until I got married in 2008.
Traffic everywhere has got a lot worse since then.
Indeed.
So you've been renting it out for the past 8 years?
Yes.
Most recently to a certain Mr. Titchener?
Well, you know about that.
Could hardly avoid the story, could I?
Well, that's one of the reasons I let the front hedge grow like that. Too many people came to gawp.
But the gawpers have moved on?
Yes. And I will get the hedge cut.
So no bloodstains on the carpet then?
I sincerely hope not. I paid good money to have the place cleaned and redecorated.
Very nice it looks too.
You don't find the recent history unnerving?
My grandmother lived in a house where a tea planter had murdered his unfaithful wife.
I see.
Didn't bother her one bit. We're not easily spooked, we Jayakodis.
I'm glad to hear it.
Although, it is a little smaller than I expected.
Do you have family or...
No, there's only me. I just thought it seemed a little overpriced for somewhere so bijou.
But if the judge accepted it...
How could he? How could he possibly accept that load of psychobabble at face value?
I know you have issues with Dr. Barber's
issues.
Report.
I have issues, all right. I mean, the very notion that I might harm my child. I hold him. I talk to him. I sing him nursery rhymes twice a week. But apparently that's going to do the little lad emotional and psychological damage.
So they've... reduced contact to once a month.
Yeah, can you believe it?
It does seem harsh.
I have to go to some place in Felpersham, be supervised by yet another charlatan, and, to add insult to injury, I have to pay for the privilege.
And I can see why you're so upset.
I love that boy. He means more to me than anything on earth. How's he supposed to get to know me, hmm? Few hours, once a month in some anonymous institution, he'll be scarred for life.
These are professional people, Rob.
I was due to see him on Christmas Day. His first Christmas. But oh, no, that's not allowed anymore.
It's hard, I know, but you have to accept that the court believes this is best for Jack.
Best for my son.
Try and make it work.
What about Henry? Hmm? He and I had such a close relationship, and now... poor little fellow must be wondering what's happened to his daddy. Is he in the nativity play at St. Stephen's this year?
He is, yes.
Yeah, I remember seeing him last year. He was a sheep. When's it happening?
Sunday.
Perhaps I could sneak in at the back.
Oh, Rob.
Wouldn't try and speak to him.
That's really not a good idea.
I just want to see his little
face. It would make things worse for you if anyone found out.
But I could buy him a Christmas present, couldn't I?
My understanding was that you have no formal contact with Henry.
But a present isn't contact, is it? I can't bear to think he'd forget me.
Afternoon.
I just wanted to say sorry for blowing my top the other day.
It's Toby you should be apologising to.
I already did.
Did you?
Yeah, he's out there in the yard working on his pickup.
Oh, right.
He's quite right, of course. If he wants to set up his still at Hollertree, there's no reason why he can't.
As long as he gets a licence.
Well, yes, obviously. So, am I forgiven?
Well, I'll think about it.
Good. And are you going to tell me what you want for Christmas?
No, oh, I haven't thought about it.
The boys already put in their orders.
Oh, I've got everything I could wish for. Good friends, a job I love, a boyfriend who cares about me.
Well, if you say so.
Although, come to think of it, there is one thing I'd like for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
I would like you, Mum and Gran, to make Toby feel welcome.
Thought you didn't believe in Christmas miracles.
Oh, there you go again.
No. Sorry. Uncalled for.
I'm not asking you to approve of him. And I know you're angry about the gin. I was pretty angry myself, but if you could just bring yourself to be polite.
Okay.
But it's not a lot to ask, is it? Just a bit of everyday civility so we can all just live together in peace and harmony.
Yeah, okay. Peace and harmony it is.
Oh, I expected you back ages ago.
I went for a cup of coffee in the Bull with my new tenant.
Oh, she's taking the cottage.
Yes. Anyway, how did it go?
Oh.
That bad, huh?
Well, sometimes, you know, I just don't know what to say. Anyway, tell me about Miss Jai Cody. Did you like her?
Yes, very much. Good. I didn't think I was going to. She's quite... confrontational.
Is she?
Asked lots of quite searching questions about the cottage, gave me the impression she wasn't really keen, but then she said she loved it. But she did haggle about the rent.
Oh, because of what happened there?
No, I think she's just that kind of person, you know, questioning everything, determined to get her own way. So...
Oh, you're never going to tell me you dropped the rent.
Only very slightly.
You didn't.
I thought this woman is going to be a really good tenant, and after recent experience...
Yeah.
Oh, darling, you mustn't let him get to you.
Difficult not to. You know, there is a part of me that feels immense pity for the man.
You know, condemned to see his child for just a few hours every month for the next 16 years.
He brought it on himself.
Yeah, I know. But he simply cannot see it. He's always right, everyone else is wrong. And I so want to help. I want to make him understand.
No, you do.
But I can't. You know, it's almost like there's something missing in his brain. You know, the bit where caring and concern and empathy should be. And when you come across someone like that, it's difficult to believe that all mankind can be redeemed.
What are you doing?
Hello.
What do you think you're playing at?
What does it look like?
This is a farm workshop for repairing and servicing farm equipment.
Oh, no, don't tell me. I should have applied for a licence.
You should have at least asked permission.
I'm only borrowing a jack and a couple of tyre levers.
Did you check with David?
Pip said I should make myself at home.
Oh, did she indeed?
And David just came by and offered to help me, which I thought was decent of him.
Well, I hope you're going to do the decent thing in return and get rid of that wretched still.
Well, it has caused such a lot of aggro, hasn't it? So I've decided I should abandon the gin project. But you'll be glad to hear the cannabis plants are doing really well.
What?
I'm thinking of taking a stall down the farmer's market and Pip's going to bake some hash brownies instead of Christmas cake.
I suppose you think that's funny, do you?
Look, I've made my peace with David.
You've no idea, have you? No idea of the irreparable damage you could have done to this farm.
I made a mistake, and I've said I'm sorry.
It wasn't a mistake, was it? You knew perfectly well you were breaking the law.
You're never going to let me forget it, are you?
No. Not until you leave my granddaughter alone and get off this farm.
I'm sorry. Are you for real? You want me to break Pip's heart just to make you happy? Well, sorry, Grandma. That's not going to happen.
Ian was off this morning, so we went Christmas shopping.
And how was that?
The high street was a nightmare.
I can imagine.
We could hardly fight our way through the crowds. But we did manage to get a few presents sorted, including yours.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. Here's your tea.
Thanks. And we had a very nice lunch at the Feathers. Salmon en croûte.
Ooh, that sounds lovely. And Ian enjoyed it too?
Yeah, he did, Gran. It was good just to be doing something normal together again.
And how are things at home farm?
Oh, well, that was another reason for taking the day off. I'm keeping out of Brian's way.
Because of the herbal lays business?
That's part of it. But you know he's obsessed with buying this piece of land.
Well, Jennifer said something about it. Is that definitely going ahead?
The sale is. There was a BL board meeting yesterday and they've approved it. So Brian was going to see his accountant this morning with a view to putting in an offer.
So, what did he say?
Well, Bryce seems to think it shouldn't be a problem.
Seems to think?
Well, obviously we'll have to go through the share portfolio and liquidate some assets.
We knew that.
Yeah, and we don't know exactly how much that's going to bring in.
So, we're really none the wiser.
Well, the fine detail has to be worked out, Jenny, but broadly, Bryce is absolutely convinced we can find a way to finance the deal.
Right.
And when has he ever given us bad advice?
Well, I know you have great faith in him, darling.
Well, he's been doing our accounts for 30 years.
I know it. It's just that...
What?
It's such a lot of money.
But with interest rates so low, it's the perfect time to borrow.
I know.
By the time the children come to inherit...
Oh, the children will be fine without us taking on this huge extra risk.
It's not a risk, Jenny. Our trusted accountant is recommending we should go for it. So it's an opportunity I don't feel we can pass up.
Toby told me your radical revamp was not exactly well received the other night.
No, got stamped on with considerable force.
Oh, it sounded a hoot.
It was. It was a great improvement on the original.
But unfortunately, Linda suffers from Shakespeare syndrome.
Yeah. What's that?
Her script is sacred and you mess with it at your peril.
Still, at least you've got a costume, which is more than anyone else has.
You have.
Ah, well, yes, I have.
Yeah. Well, and anyway, the dame is supposed to have multiple costume changes, isn't she? I don't know when I'm going to see my other frocks.
What is it like? Your costume.
Bootylicious.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I've got all the padding, got the false boobs and hips. But then Kate just threw this sort of shiny blue sack over my head and pinned it onto the padding.
It did look very fetching.
Yeah, but I got stabbed in the armpit every time I moved.
So what's everyone else wearing?
Oh, good question.
Perhaps it's going to be a reprise of last year. Naked Mother Goose.
That'll be fun.
It certainly needs something to perk it up. It's going to be such a letdown after last year's triumph.
Oh, come on, Kenton. Cheer up.
I'm not sure there's anything to be cheerful about, is there?
Hey, you got a new car.
Oh, well, yes.
Did you see it as you came in? The Scarlet Monster with the Go Faster stripes.
Oh, yeah. My dad was having a bit of a rant about that.
What's it got to do with him?
Well, he says you still owe him money.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
So how come you can afford a new car?
Honestly, your father is never happy unless he's got something to moan about.
Oh, tell me about it.
Well, actually, he was really sweet to me yesterday. He asked me what I wanted for Christmas.
Oh, wow.
And I said all I wanted was for him to be nice to Toby.
Oh, did you?
And he agreed?
Yes. Yeah, he did. Yeah,
through gritted teeth, I bet.
But nevertheless, he promised peace and harmony would reign over Christmas. Anyway, I must get on. The cows will be queuing up outside the parlour. See you later, gorgeous.
Okay. Yep, see you.
See you.
Actually, it's not Pip's dad that's the problem.
What do you mean?
It's Jill.
What?
Well, I mean, yeah, David lost his rag and had a right old go at me. But then he calmed down and apologised.
Oh, did he?
But his mum...
She's my mum too, remember?
Oh, yes. Sorry, I keep forgetting.
Yeah. So what's she done?
Well, she can't stand the fact that Pip and I are together, and she just won't let it go. Every opportunity she gets... I was just outside fixing a tyre on the pickup yesterday, and she comes by and starts banging on about the gin still again. And I mean, the problem's been sorted. So I say, you're never going to let me forget that, are you? And she says, no, not until you leave my granddaughter alone and get off this farm.
Mum said that?
Yep.
I can't believe it.
I'm not making it up.
But she's such a sweetheart, normally.
Well, so everyone keeps telling me. But not to me, she ain't. And I don't know whether to tell Pip or not, because she thinks the world of her gran.
So you think buying this land is a risky venture?
It's going to put a considerable strain on the farm's finances, which means putting all our acreage back into intensive arable.
So that's why he's cancelled the herbal lays experiment.
Now that's his excuse, Gran. I'm not sure I believe it. In the grand scheme of things, the acreage we're using is minimal.
And your results have been promising.
The mop grazing was a great success. The cattle thrived, the live weight gains exceeded expectations, and they sold for a handsome profit. Although the effect on the soil structure...
Not so good.
Well, you can see some evidence of improvement, but it's a long-term thing, which is why calling time on the experiment now is... It's the worst kind of short-term thinking. Brian seems to have conveniently forgotten how bad the soil erosion was after the flood. Yeah, and carrying on with intensive cultivation, throwing more and more chemicals at the soil, we're going to end up with a dust bowl.
That would be disaster.
Exactly.
So you think Brian's being short-sighted?
I do, yes. We can make a perfectly decent profit from our existing land. We don't need to expand, especially if it's going to put sustainability at risk.
I can understand Brian's thinking, though.
Can you?
It is a rare opportunity. A large block of land coming up for sale directly adjoining the farm.
But we don't need it.
Isn't that what most farmers aspire to? To pass on to their children more than they started out with?
I suppose.
It's a way of measuring their life's achievements.
But if what you're passing on is wasted and degraded...
You're not thinking of walking away, are you?
If it wasn't for Ian, I might.
Really?
But no, Gran. I shall stick it out, keep working on Brian.
Good. And have you spoken to Debbie?
Not lately, no.
So you haven't discussed the purchase of this land with her?
Not yet.
But don't you think that might be a good thing to do?
What are you cooking?
It's a sort of bolognese, but I...
Couldn't get any mints, so it's a bit of a cheat. Well, I don't suppose you'll notice the difference.
It smells yummy.
Well, it's dead easy to do. Bacon, onion, mushroom.
I think learning to cook is like learning a foreign language.
In what way?
If you learn when you're a kid, you pick it up no problem. But beyond a certain age, it becomes complex and mysterious and impossible to learn.
No, Toby, you're not getting away with that. If we're going to have a future together, you have to acquire some basic cooking skills.
Oh, but you learnt all this at your mother's knee.
My mum's a hopeless cook. Well, I mean, she can put a meal on the table, but anything remotely fancy.
So how did you learn?
From Gran.
Oh.
She's the expert. Taught me everything I know.
Right.
What?
Nothing.
Now, what's the matter?
She means a lot to you, doesn't she, your grandmother?
What's happened, Toby?
I wasn't going to tell you, but...
Oh, she said something.
She said, well, that she would never rest until I got out of your life and off the farm.
What?
Yeah, so nothing I can do is going to persuade her to like me, or accept me, or treat me as anything other than an alien interloper and a thoroughly bad lot.
Oh, Toby, I'm so sorry.
I thought that... Well, your mum and dad seem to have... They may not like me, but at least they're prepared to put up with me. But I think I'm going to have to take myself off for Christmas.
No, you mustn't.
Go to my dad's and put up with Rex glowering at me over the goose and the crackers. Or maybe brave the day with mum and Hans and talk of property prices.
No, but you've got to be here for the panto.
I'll come back on Boxing Day. So you can do Christmas with your folks and then we'll have our own private celebration later in the week.
No, Toby.
I think it'd be for the best.
No, I'm not going to stand for this. You're my boyfriend. And if they can't accept that and welcome you into the family, then they can do Christmas without me.
I don't want to come between you and your folks.
It's my choice, Toby. And I choose you. Well, let's do our own Christmas here in the cottage.
Yeah, have a glass of wine, darling.
Thanks.
There we are. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, you know, most people of our age are thinking about winding down and taking things easy.
I'm not ready to hang up my boots just yet.
No, I know.
And if your mother's anything to go by, you're not going to be winding down any time soon either.
No guarantee.
Well, of course not. But we can't say no to this deal just because we might get run over by a bus tomorrow. Such a great opportunity.
Yeah, I know it is. I know, but it's just... cashing in so much of our savings.
But Bryce says...
Well, I know that Bryce thinks it's doable, but could we seek a second opinion, do you think? Just to get another view on how it might work?
Well, if that's what it takes to put your mind at rest...
Can I come in?
Oh, darling. Oh, I wasn't expecting to see you this evening.
Thought you were having the day off.
I was. I am. Only I went to see Gran this afternoon.
Is she all right?
Yeah, she's fine. Oh. We were talking about the purchase of this land.
Oh, we were just discussing that, weren't we, Brian?
So you've talked your grandmother into opposing the scheme, have you?
No, not at all. In fact, she rather took your view.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's a wise old bird, is Peggy.
But she did suggest that since you're consulting the family about it, you really ought to talk to Debbie.
Yeah, well, I fully intend to. And it's quite difficult to get hold of her at the moment.
Oh, I have no problem.
What?
Yeah, I just called her mobile and she picked up.
Oh, how is she?
Oh, she's fine, but rather alarmed when I told her what you were proposing.
Alarmed? I mean, what did you say?
Adam, you should have let me talk to her first.
Oh, I just told her the price and how you were proposing to pay it. She thought you were out of your mind.
What?
I don't believe for a moment she said that.
Well, that was the gist of it.
Oh, so my financial advisor doesn't know what he's talking about?
I'm just reporting what Debbie said.
Yeah, you must have given her a very skewed version of the deal.
I don't think so.
Oh, dear.
Don't worry, Jenny. I shall talk to Debbie. Give her the actual unbiased facts. And she'll soon understand the benefits, believe you me.
Thank you.
This is the BBC.
For the latest Archers news, features and insights, go to our blog at bbc.co.uk/archers.